Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Bricado's Sandwich Shop, 5021 East Columbus Drive in Ybor City, home of the best devil crabs in town. When you go by there, and I know you will, don't forget to try that devil crab. Bucks Uncensored is also brought to you by Sports Legends Bar and Grill, home of one of the best draft parties this area, Tampa Bay, has ever seen. We took the roof off that mother. Phenomenal food. It's all fresh, and it's the only place in Tampa where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ. It's at the corner of US 19 and Drew in Clearwater. Sports Legends Bar and Grill, where you can eat like a legend.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. Yeah. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we're about. I know what we're about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family. One heartbeat. Let's get it.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers select O.J.
What's my name?
Jason!
Right back into this. Speak softly, carry a big motherfucking shit!
That know something about it, but I won't answer now. Who, what, where, when, why? See, a lot of dudes like to act the fool. No, I'm getting on live, but that ain't my style. So who you gonna get? And what's
Bucks Uncensored? The commish. Not only of this podcast, but of the stick carrier movement. Justin Pulowski. Wednesday podcast, middle of the week, middle of the month. And all fired up, man. We're going to talk about the Bucks defense. A lot of criticism for the Bucks defense. Why? Talk about what the Bucks could have in store schematically. And what they got in store on the roster, man. You know, you can have all the firepower you want on offense, but you got to have a defense, man. You got to have that D, the big D. Oh, boy. And the Bucks have a big D on their defense. If you're not subscribed already, subscribe on iTunes, Podcast Addict, or Podbean, and you'll get the podcast downloaded directly to your mobile device. You can also listen at joebucksfan.com. Thanks to those guys for being such an integral part of this podcast and great partners, great friends to work with, and just a great community we've built with JoeBucksFan.com, Ira Kaufman, Rock Riley, myself, Gil Arcia, quite the team, and we consider all of you our team members as well. I know Ira is very gracious and grateful for all of you. I know I am as well, and the stick carrier movement continues to grow on Facebook, the group page. I just started that just as a continuation of ways you can interact with each other as Bucks fans. My ultimate goal is to unite everyone. So if there's fucking assholes out there that don't want to unite or don't want to do this in a positive way, then fuck them. They're gone. I don't have time for all this. Okay, this is a hobby. This isn't my job. I don't give a shit what you think of me. I don't give a shit what you think of anyone else. Okay, as long as you treat everyone respectfully. And if you're not, then fuck it. Not going to affect me. You might want to go and find one of these media members that do it for a living, and trying to make ends meet. Not me. This is just a hobby for me. It's just fun, and I just want to make sure that I have fun. It's kind of selfish on my part because I want to make sure that I have fun for all the road games, that I have fun for the tailgate parties, that I have fun for a draft party next year and every year. Because I feel like if I have fun, I know everyone else is going to be having a great time as well, okay, because we're all going to be doing it together. So that's the end of my little rant there, but I do invite you to go to our Stick Carrier Facebook group page. Just search for Stick Carrier on Facebook, and it's the first one that pops up, and we'll see you there. We all interact there on a daily basis, so it's some great conversation going on there as well. So for this podcast, I did want to look at the defense. And before I get into that, we will have Bucks takes in the second half of the podcast. Probably lose best. And oh my God, the OKC boys, holy shit. Absolute fire. Fire, fire, fire from those guys. They're so good. I don't know what took them so long to get them ramped up and part of the podcast, but whoa. So we got some good Bucks takes coming up in the second half of the podcast. Reminder, coming up on this Saturday, this Saturday's podcast, we're going to do it's kind of like a Saturday. What did I call it on the last Saturday fun day? Sunday fun day is really what it is. But we're going to just start doing topics on Saturday. It's kind of a lighter podcast. It's on the weekend. It's something to help you if you have your honeydew errands. You have to go run, or you're going to wash the car. You're going to do some yard work. Just something to put on your headphones and kind of help the day go by a little smoother. Something you could put on in the background. You don't have to listen to every word intently, but it's something that can kind of pass the time. That's what Saturday's podcast is going to be, especially through the summer months. You might be laying by the pool and you want something to listen to. This week's podcast topic on Saturday, and I urge you to get these Bucks takes in as soon as possible for Saturday, because I might be recording a little earlier in the week just because I already have plans for Saturday it'll post, and I might have plans for Thursday, which means I might have to record Saturday's podcast Wednesday night. So if you're listening to this on Wednesday, you might want to pause this right now and go ahead and light up the old record button and start recording a Bucks take telling me your, and this was a suggestion by a Stick Carrier, I believe it was Derek in Memphis, who said, how about a Bucks Mount Rushmore? It's been done. We all know it's been done in sports talk radio. Those regurgitated fucking topics that just go on and on. But maybe this is a good one to just start off this kind of topic Saturday sort of thing. And I'll come up with a clever saying for it. So I just thought maybe this Saturday we do Bucks Mount Rushmore. Four names. The four most important, I guess, members of the Buccaneers organization of all time. Could be anyone. Could be a player. Could be a coach. Could be an owner. Could be anyone relating to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So go ahead and record that. Give me the four names. And if you want to throw something in, let's try and keep them 60 to 90 seconds. Shouldn't be that long. We'll get in as many as we can at that point. So again, you can record your Bucks take on your phone and email it to bucksuncensored@gmail.com. So again, going back to Monday's podcast, critical of Tom Jones. Many of you were, many of you are. You'll hear it with the Bucks takes coming up. I thanked Tom Jones. I didn't read his article, but I thanked him because it brought legitimacy to the movement. it brought a spike in people going to the Facebook page and following us on Twitter and becoming stick carriers and putting the hashtag stick carrier in the profile on Twitter. And again, as I said, the Facebook group followers went up by more than 20%. So, I mean, why wouldn't I thank Tom Jones for that? Because it was squarely all on his shoulders as he continues to try and help our cause, which I love. Thank you, Tom. One thing I did, and again, I didn't read the article. We know what he said about Quan Alexander. But after hearing some of your Bucks takes, apparently the target was defense. And that's going to be the Achilles heel for the Buccaneers this upcoming season. And I understand why. I think you look on paper and maybe you don't see a large amount of superstars, at least on a national level, not the superstars you see on the offensive side of the ball. But I need to remind you that the Bucs defense, during their five-game stretch, late November and into December, they were among the best, maybe during that time, the best defense in the NFL. Shut down the Seahawks. Shut down the Saints. Made plays when they needed to make plays against the San Diego Chargers. I mean, they played as well as any defense did all of last year during that five-game stretch. They played much better in the second half of the season. A couple of factors come into play there. Communication, key. Learning a new defense. How complicated was Mike Smith's defense early on? And then how did it morph in the second half of the season? And how did the communication that improved from the first half to the second half, how much did that come into play? And I think finally, what kind of impact did Robert Ayers have when he came back from his injury? I mean, I know that us as stick carriers point to that moment when Dirk Cutter uttered that very, very important phrase, a phrase that we would all rally around, a phrase that has made him the godfather of this movement.
Right back into this. Speak softly, carry a big mother...
Oh, what I would give to have him just do that again for us as stick carriers at Stick Carrier Day at training camp. When we do a training camp takeover for the Bucks, it's going to be awesome. We are going to present him with a portrait. Well, I'm going to get you all the details on it, but we're going to have some details. By the way, speaking of details on how you can get this Dirk Cutter portrait if you want it, we'll put the details out on Twitter and on Facebook, but also I'm going to have a special discount for B4, drinkb4.com. You know, I've been talking about it. I even have a testimonial from one of the stick carriers who sent that in as his Bucks take. We'll hear from Sean up in North Carolina. You guys know Sean. He finally got to try B4 and he fucking loved it. Why wouldn't you? I mean, it, to me, it's amazing. It's amazing that you can go out, you can have a good time, you can party, and I can be up at 6:30 the next morning fine. You might have a little headache. You might be tired. It's not going to cure no sleep. But that nausea you get, it's just all those vitamins. It just feels good, and it gets me up at 6:30 the next morning each time I do it. So love B4. We're going to have a special stick carrier discount that I'm going to be posting on the Stick Carrier Facebook page, the group page. Another reason you need to go and sign up for that. I want to say it's 50% off. I haven't posted it yet. It's in my email. I'm going to post it as soon as I'm done recording this podcast, which will be late Tuesday night. But definitely check that out. A little discount for the stick carriers. Defensively for the Bucks, as I said, they were among the best in the NFL during that five-game stretch, maybe the best. They really came on in the second half of the season. It was fun to watch. Robert Ayers, I said, Dirk Cutter made his speech after the Chargers game. Well, Robert Ayers, when he got back from injury, and I believe it was after the Falcons game, he just went off on his teammates. No holds barred, just tearing into his teammates and just really addressing them one by one. That's a leader. It's a leader on defense that the Bucks have not had in quite some time. So when you look at the roster on the defensive side of the ball, who are the guys that stand out? Who are the difference makers? And who are the potential difference makers? Well, I can tell you who the potential difference makers are. Noah Spence, Lavonte David, Vernon Hargraves. Boom, boom, boom. One after another. Have you guys seen the picture of Noah Spence on Instagram or on Facebook? I know I posted it on the Stick Carrier Facebook group page. He's been working out. Noah Spence is in shape. He lost weight, but gained muscle. He lost weight and lost fat percentage. I mean, does he look like a defensive end? Maybe not in a 4-3. But see, that's where keeping Mike Smith long-term now, because if they keep him two more years, I mean, that's going to be 3 years with the same defensive coordinator. It doesn't happen all that much. And likely Mike Smith will get another head coaching job. Maybe he deserves another head coaching job. But if he is truly committed, at least in the next couple of seasons, he's going to now be allowed to branch out a little bit. We had heard the rumblings last year that they wanted to run a little 4-3, but also some 3-4. There's something about this year that is telling me that we're going to see more 3-4 this year. It's not sources. It's not, you know, poking or prodding. It's not guessing. It's just a feeling. When you see Noah Spence losing that kind of weight, the first thing that comes into my mind is he could probably stand up and rush the passer from the outside. The LSU linebacker they just traded up for in the third round. Bigger linebacker, maybe a guy who could come down, rush the passer, about 240 pounds. Again, if he gets healthy. Jacquee Smith, another guy who can stand up and rush the passer. Chris Baker and Gerald McCoy, almost ideal three techniques. And then Stevie T, who they got in the seventh round, is your prototypical nose tackle. You put Quan, you put Lavonte David as your middle linebackers. Folks, you got a 3-4 defense right there. It's not the 3-4 defense of the Steelers. It's not a 3-4 defense that you're going to play on every down. But you have the ability to play 3-4 or 4-3. And oh, by the way, Will Golston, great left end. I would guess would be a great fit at left end. Great fit at defensive end in a 3-4. Robert Ayers, same way or same thing. Great fit as a defensive end in a 3-4. So with Mike Smith saying it's not 2 plus 2 equals 4 anymore, we're doing calculus, that's what he means. And as Miko Grimes said on this very podcast a week and a half ago, your defense is going to be run on whether or not they're able to get to the quarterback. You know, she even says, you know, the corners know. They're only as good as their defensive line. And if they're able to generate pressure, if they're able to get into the face of opposing quarterbacks, it's going to make the cornerback's job on the outside. Hargraves, Grimes, McLean, whomever you want to throw out there, it's going to make their jobs a lot easier. It's going to make the safety's jobs a lot easier. J.J. Wilcox, newcomer. We know Chris Conte and Keith Tandy return. And then Justin Evans, the rookie. You know, I said on the last podcast I would talk about the depth that Jason Light is building, but we are focused on defense for this one. And quite frankly, the depth and the mentality they have built on the defensive side of the ball is very impressive. It's very impressive. They've got some guys that have dealt with injuries over the years, but they've been able to bounce back when those injuries occur. On defense. If the Bucks have any shot at winning a Super Bowl over however many years you want to think, it's going to take their defense in a big way helping out this explosive offense that they're putting together. I think Jason Light knows that. I think Dirk Cutter knows that. And I think when you look at it, they go into this draft and they're like, we're going to get weapons for Winston, because you know, want to know why? You want to know why this year we needed weapons for Winston? Because he's heading into his third year. Third year should be a breakout year. Oh, by the way, he's got his third year, fourth year, and fifth year option. So he's got three more years under a rookie contract before things change. Let's get him weapons now. In the draft, O.J. Howard, Chris Godwin, McNichols, young players that he can grow up with, they can grow up with him. Now we'll mix in a defensive player here or there. But for the most part, this offseason was about weapons for Winston, as we said all the way back in early November. So you add in those weapons for Winston, but now what? Well, last year they went defense in the first two picks with Hargraves and Noah Spence. And I would anticipate, I know it's early, but looking at next year's draft and the following year's draft, it would not surprise me one bit if they went a majority of defense for both of those drafts. You're not going to win a Super Bowl unless you have a Super Bowl caliber defense. Doesn't have to be one of the great defenses of all time, especially with the firepower the Bucs have offensively. But it needs to be a competent bunch that when they need to make a play, a turnover, a sack, a stop, they can get the job done no matter what offense they're going against. Am I concerned about some of the depth pieces for this year? Maybe. Linebacker, corner. I'm good with safety. I'm okay with defensive line. I'm not great with defensive line, but I'm okay with defensive line. But again, plenty of time until the season gets here, and plenty of time if they do want to address any of those positions for this upcoming season, they can. Or if they want to look at it long term and address those positions in the next couple of drafts, now you're building yourselves a complete team. The exciting part for each and every one of us is that that exciting team ended last year strong, and we've got big expectations for them this year. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is exactly what your fearless leader, Mr. Jameis Winston, has been calling for. Y'all ready? Let's do some Bucks takes next.
Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored, follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, it's all at Commish Online. I don't do much on Facebook on that page, but I do a lot on the Stick Carrier Facebook group page. So be sure to sign up there, and be nice to interact with all of you on a daily basis. So check that out, and let me know your thoughts on the Bucks defense. Now, again, next podcast is Saturday. We'll do Bucks Mount Rushmore, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on the Bucks defense for this year. Are you concerned about the Bucks defense? You know, is that now their weak link on the team? Offense was terrible last year. It really was when you go back and look at it. The defense carried them to where they did. The offense couldn't do anything. Now, with all of the weapons brought in to assist Jameis Winston and the offense, did the defense get overlooked a little too much? Record your Bucks take and send it to bucksuncensored@gmail.com. These guys are becoming instant legends all the way from Oklahoma City. We bring them here to Tampa on the Bucks Uncensored podcast. It's our buddies, the OKC boys.
Tom Jones is a fucking moron. What is the definition of the word break? Break. Verb. To separate or cause to separate into pieces as a result of a blow, shock, or strain. The stick carrier broke his big motherfucking stick in Tom Jones' ass. Proper meaning in the shitty article should have been. Brake. Noun. A device for slowing or stopping a moving vehicle, typically by applying pressure to the wheels. The stick carrier slammed on his brakes before steamrolling Tom fucking Jones.
What's going on, Commish?
What
up, stick carriers? OKC Lack.
And OKC Pat.
We're back at you with another weekly Bucks take, man.
Mother's Day, Lack.
We just enjoyed Mother's Day weekend, and we saw the shitty article, man. We're done with it. So we've moved on. We wanted to give our weekly take on them boys down in 119. And we want to give a shout out to them guys, man, where they want to stand on defense.
Lit, baby. Let's
How about
go.
This, guys? Stand every fucking play. Arrowhead, that's what it's about, man. We've been to numerous stadiums, and Arrowhead, you buy a seat that you never fucking use, and that's in a competitive advantage that the fucking Chiefs
Let's
have,
go!
And that's what we need down in fucking Tampa. Lastly, man, we wanted to do a weekly call, man. We're going to get Buck Nasty.
Buck fucking Nasty.
We're going to get Buck
call
Nasty
stick carriers.
To be a stick carrier. So
Officially.
Everybody hit him up on Twitter.
Buck
Let's
Nasty.
Get him to be a part of this fucking movement.
Unite, unite, unite!
And lastly, thank you to all the sponsors, Joe Bucks fan, and everybody else involved. We'll leave you with this.
Shh. Speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
God, they're so good, aren't they? So good. Good job, guys. And very entertaining, as always. The OKC boys out there in Oklahoma City. Love it. Another guy who really gets me all tingly is our buddy Kinky. Kinky? King? Oh, King Key. Oh.
Yo, Commish, what up? Stick carriers, what the fuck is good? It's King Key. Kinky if you're nasty, ladies. Coming in from Hawaii, the biggest motherfucking Buck fan in Hawaii. Just left the gym, you know, I had to pump some iron, had to get a little strong to carry this big motherfucking stick. I just want to chime in on, you know, the media that everybody going off on and the guy that wrote the thing about us, you know what I'm saying? Fuck them, you know, I'm going to get on the bandwagon. I'm going to get on to say, you know, say fuck them. Like everybody else saying fuck them. Honestly, I kind of like them. You know, he got that song that Carlton started dancing to on Fresh Prince. I love that shit. Oh, my bad. That's not the same guy? That's not him? Oh, my bad. Whoa, okay. Well, fuck him then. Fuck him. Fuck him. Fuck him. But real shit, man, that's gonna be our attitude anyway. Fuck them. If they ain't on our side, fuck them. Fuck the other side, man. Don't let no negativity come to you in May. It's fucking May. We just had a great fucking draft. We just had a great fucking offseason. We had a damn good season after years of terrible fucking seasons. Like, let us be great. Fuck the other side. You feel me? Hey, Commish, as always, speak softly. And carry your big motherfucking stick.
Ooh. Ooh. That is Kinky.
Arr, Justin, the gay pirate here. I just want to let you know, Tom Jones tickles men's taints with his tongue.
Okay.
Arr, and he listens to Nickelback.
No, come on. I listen to Nickelback. I like Nickelback. I was thinking about next time I go to karaoke doing This Is How You Remind Me. Ooh, karaoke night for the stick carriers. Who's in? I love karaoke. So good. I did karaoke this past Friday night. I did a duet with a lady. Yeah. Christian's up. Hey, Christian.
Justin, what's up, brother? Christian Perez back at you with another Bucks take, bro. Listen, man, I didn't get a chance to touch base on these interesting cats. I'm not going to mention my name in the mainstream media, but the audacity, the balls on these guys to literally say that we're uneducated. Really? That's the way it's going to roll? Because, I mean, last time I checked, I didn't go to college, but I own 6 successful businesses, about to be 7 in September. And I don't like to toot my own horn, but I think that's pretty, you know, it takes a pretty educated person to do that. I don't know. I mean, I know UPS drivers. I work at UPS. So I know UPS drivers that make 6 figures, probably 4 times what these a-holes make. So how's that for uneducated? Anyways, you know, like a couple people said in the last podcast, don't even acknowledge them anymore. They don't deserve our acknowledgement. They don't. And I'm not going to do what everybody thinks I'm going to do, like Justin said, and go all unprofessional and crazy and, you know, the F you and all that. No, I'm going to say, thank you. You know who you are because I'm not going to mention you by name. Thank you. Appreciate you growing our movement, growing the Facebook page. Thank you so much. I thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And Justin, you said censor the whole, you got to censor ourselves. I agree. I will personally help Justin kick one of you motherfuckers out. We got to be censored at training camp, guys. So, Justin, how about shh? Oh, but before I do that, Bracados, before, Sports Legends, where you eat like a legend, you drink like a champ, Headlines Barbershop, all that motherfucking good stuff. Okay, back to the shh. Speak softly. And carry a big mother loving stick. Woo!
Christian, I love you, man. I really, really do. But there's no fucking chance in hell I'm saying carry a big mother loving stick. No. No. No, no, no. Not. Why don't we just do this? Speak softly and carry a big mother stick. Just don't say the fuck. Keep the fuck out. It's probably the only time I'm going to tell you that advice. Other than that, I'm saying go ahead and fuck it. What? And he wouldn't even mention him by name. That's just crazy.
Arr, oh, Justin, the gay pirate here. I just want to let you know, Tom Jones tickles men's taints with his tongue. Arr, and he listens to Nickelback.
No, come on. Hey, we did a special bonus track at the conclusion of our last podcast where Johnny B just completely went off the rails. 102.5 The Bone, BDRS, Johnny B Show on the weekends. Went off the rails on Tom Jones. Wouldn't mention him by name. 15 minutes. It's at the conclusion of the last podcast. I will say that at the conclusion of this podcast, Lou didn't make the cut during the podcast. Want to know why? Because he gave an extended Bucks take that can only be heard if you stick with us just past the conclusion of this one. Bonus track, bonus time. It's coming your way in a few minutes. So don't go anywhere. Let's hear more from some of the stick carriers out there, including Kyle. Hey, Kyle.
Commish, this is Kyle from L.A., at KyleNick88 on Twitter, Kyle Knickerbocker on Facebook. My daughter and I have a new favorite thing we do every week. I would never let her listen to the podcast, obviously, but there is one specific part we do listen to multiple times per week, and it's her favorite thing in the world.
Hey, stick carriers, my name's Elena, and my favorite thing in the world is Lao Shang.
All right, Kamish, cue the Phil Collins. I have a question for you.
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it. Crushed it!
I'm thinking that some of the leftover cap space, maybe they're Jason Light's waiting for some of these cuts that have to be coming either after this draft in the season right now in OTAs or in training camp. Go maybe snag another defensive end or a running back like Matt Jones, like you said, something along those lines. I still feel like there's plenty of more moves coming. Anyway, let me know what you think. And now I hand it back to Elena to check out.
Speak softly and carry a big stick. Nailed it.
I won't say.
Try it.
Lao Shang. Louchang.
Lao Shang. I think you nailed it.
Lou Chang. I'm done being surprised by this. Oh my God.
I don't know which was better. My pronunciation or Jim going, I think you just nailed it.
Had a couple great moments today, haven't we?
I can't even see. I have tears in my eyes. Am I the only one laughing? I thought it was funny. Drake's laughing. I can hear him through the glass. He just doesn't have his mic on.
No way. Lao Shang?
What,
is he a Mortal Kombat character?
Oh, God. I feel like my heart's going to stop. Holy cow. But, Jim, you thought it was right.
Yeah, I thought you butchered it, but I was trying to give you the benefit of the doubt with a nailed it.
All right. Sorry about that, Liu Chang.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty special. We had a good show. We had a pretty good show. Too bad nobody listened to it. God. Honestly, you can't buy that kind of chemistry. I considered them my best friends. They're really the only radio people, at least sports radio people, that I ever like truly like enjoyed working with. Well, no, Derek Sharp. I really enjoyed Derek Sharp. Derek, Jim, I know I'm going to leave somebody out. Kyle and Hollywood were my interns. Love those guys. Jim, Drake, and Greg. I could not even in my own brain imagine a better foursome. I really, really couldn't. Well, maybe. If I thought hard. Whoa, okay. I mean, if I did think hard, I would come up with something better for a foursome than three other guys. But nonetheless, we had a lot of fun together. So thanks, guys. I love them. Mark and Lisa are standing by.
Justin, it's Mark the mailman.
Hey, Justin, it's Lisa in Lakeland.
What's up, brother? Let's tap the brakes here. Tap the brakes, everybody. Settle down a little bit. You know, I read two articles of Tom Jones now. I'm sure a lot of you have read a lot more, but I think he's just writing the shit on purpose at this point.
Fuck you, Tom Jones.
You know, at the very least, we're going to be pretty damn good on both sides of the ball. And you know what that means? Playoffs, baby! Anyway, Lisa got something to say.
Big sticks, little sticks. What's up, guys? What's up, my stick carriers? By the way, Justin, that girl that you have recorded, she sounds fucking hot. But I'm hot, too. So speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick, guys.
Okay. We'll go ahead and keep carrying our big sticks. Thanks, Lisa. And thanks, Mark. Loved meeting both of you. Look forward to hanging out with you again sometime soon. Tyrell's got a heartfelt message coming up here in just a moment. We've also got Will in the Midwest. You know, he's always fired up with a bunch of stuff he wants to yell about. But first, we go to California. Jeremy is there. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, Kamish. What up? It's Jeremy and Cali, man. I just wanted to call and offer the first apology, public apology on this podcast. I'm sure that those other asshats in the Tampa media have not done so, and I will listen and see. But anyway, just want to offer the first public apology, man, for blowing up the Stick Carrier Facebook group site. It seems like some people got a little frustrated. I misspoke about allowed. Anyone who's a Bucks fan can be a stick carrier, and I know there are a few Buckaholics on there. Kind of misstated it, and I was hoping to unite. I know that stick carriers are for anyone who's a Bucks fan who bleeds pewter and red. Anyway, just wanted to apologize to you guys. And Justin, man, I love the podcast. I came to this thing because all the bullshit, man, and all the fluffy fluffy bears around the media and what was coming out about Tampa. Wanted some real shit, like when we talked about blowing up the team halfway through the season. Anyway, got Brocados, B4, Legends. You got the Holly and Miguel show in the morning. And I'm assuming the morning. Jesus, I'm not in Tampa. Anyway, and you got Rock Riley. You got Joe Bucks fan. You got Ira. You got Echoes from the Cave. Love you all. And go right back into this. Speak softly. And carry a big motherfucking stick.
Okay. Holly getting top billing. I love it. I love it. Suck it, Miguel. Just kidding. Love both of them. All right, Jeremy. Good one. Appreciate it. Thanks for chiming in with your Bucks take. Your Bucks take. Yeah, he just misworded something on the Facebook page, and he was just like, are Buckaholics allowed to also be stick carried? And like everyone fucking freaked out. We're all going to lose our minds. Well, everyone lost their minds. It was crazy. And then, of course, you get fucking, it was so weird because there were so many posts, but there were three douchebags. And then I was like, I recognize their names. So sure enough, I went to Twitter, and I had muted them on Twitter like years ago. They're just douchebags with like 50 followers on Twitter. And it's like, they, you know, those guys that just want to say stuff just to kind of get a reaction out of people. And I was just like, okay, all right. It's literally three guys out of thousands. We can do without you guys. So we just went ahead and kicked them out of the group because honestly, I want the Facebook group to be a place where everyone can just kind of talk Bucks. We're not looking for arguments and all this and attacks and shit. Get the fuck out of here. Go to some other fucking podcast where they only talk X's and O's. And we're going to talk about matchups in this podcast. Yeah, you know what? Why don't you go shove a big fucking motherfucking stick up your ass? Because whatever, Mike's up.
What up, God. Justin? It's Mike here in Wesley Chapel. Wanted to send in the Bucks take for this week, and I can't fucking take all the negativity from the media, man. I don't want to get too hard on Tom Jones. I don't want to validate the motherfuckers out there calling us a mob or calling us uneducated, because it's not fucking like that. First of all, the fucking Tom Jones article was uneducated. It rips on the defense. Fucking Quan Alexander can play a little bit. Yeah, he can fucking play a little bit. And second of all, I mean, what the fuck is he talking about with the offense being a lot better than the defense? It was the fucking offense that couldn't do shit last year, which is why we missed the fucking playoffs. I mean, if we're only talking about the Dallas game, for example, Quan fucking coughed up a fumble out of Jason Witten. It was the fucking offense that couldn't do anything with it. You know what we fucking did this offseason? Weapons for Winston. If we just look at the big fucking picture, we had the number one overall pick 2-3 years ago, and we're a fucking contender now. By any objective measure, that is a successful fucking rebuild. There is nothing but positive out in the Bucks right now. And I just, why are we being negative out there? Like, why? That article was nothing but a deliberate attempt to just piss in the punch bowl and get negative attention. He fucking knew that this was coming after what he did with Jameis. All right, running up on 90 seconds. Love y'all. Go Bucks. Fire the fucking cannons.
Go ahead and fire those fucking cannons, Mike. Good job. You know what? If you thought Mike was all fired up, this guy's always fired up.
Justin! Will in the Midwest, man. Just wanted to chime in with my fucking Bucks take. So yeah, the latest on Tom Jones. Who? Tom Jones. Who? Tom Jones. Yeah, you know what, stick carriers? Don't even let this dude faze you, man. I mean, really, in all honesty, that motherfucker doesn't know any of us personally. He doesn't know if we're educated or uneducated. So, you know, just let him keep continuing to write his clickbait bullshit. I mean, really, in all honesty, if I have anything against this fucking dude, it still stems from that fucking, you know, that bullshit-ass fucking article he wrote on Jameis. So, but this latest thing, I don't even really give a fuck, to be honest with you. I didn't even read it. I seen somebody mention it on Twitter and was like, oh, who gives a fuck about this fucking dude? The guy's a fucking idiot. So, you know, I wouldn't even let that shit even faze any of us, all right? But, I mean, I mean, the only irritating thing about it is that, you know, tis the season to be hopeful as a football fan. You know, for every fucking team out there not named the Patriots, because, of course, it's fucking AFC championship game or fucking they want to fucking throw cyanide in their fucking coffee and fucking drink that shit while they stuff piping hot clam chowder up their assholes. But so anyways, fucking, yeah, so you know what? Who gives a shit, guys? Let this shit, you know, let this shit not faze you. Fuck Scott Reynolds still. He can eat a bowl of dicks. But shout out to the sponsors, B4, Bricados, Sports Legends Bar and Grill, Christian Headlines Barbershop, JoeBucksFan.com, Steve Lee and Ira. I love what you guys do as well. But anyways, take care, my fellow stick carriers. And you as well, Justin. Love you, brother. And go Bucks, baby!
All right, appreciate it, Will. Always love having you on, Bucks Uncensored. And he always brings it, man. And just always making great points, as always. So it's Will in the Midwest. We go from Will in the Midwest. We'll stay somewhere in the Midwest. I believe North Dakota. That's where Aaron is.
Mr. Commish. Aaron from North Dakota. My Bucks take regards a certain player in the NFL locker room that doesn't get as much recognition or credit that he deserves. People say that communication was the reason why the defense got so much better in the latter half of the season. But a lot of players will say that a certain player gave them a huge ass-chewing for the pathetic way that they were playing defense early in the season. This man is Robert Ayers. Robert Ayers carries the biggest motherfucking stick of all the Bucks players. This guy is practically an unsung hero in that locker room. And did you hear his press conference last week when he was talking about the season and how this team is still terrible and how they need to weed out the weak? I mean, Brent Grimes and Brian Anger, they were a great free agent acquisitions, but Robert Ayers has to be the best acquisition that we made last year. His mentality has been sorely missing since Warren Sapp left. And I got a question for you as well.
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it. Crushed it!
Regardless of Ayers' production this year, which I go out of limb and say he'll probably get 10 sacks this year, do you foresee the Bucks re-signing Ayers next year to a multi-year contract, even if he isn't productive, but for his team presence, his mentality? We haven't had a guy like this in 12 years. As always, follow the light, cut the shit, and speak softly, and carry that big motherfucking stick!
I think this is an excellent question, and I don't really have a definitive answer for you. I do know that Robert Ayers is now into his 30s. I don't think he's going to be get a big contract on the open market, and I do believe that they really like what he gives them behind the scenes. Is that enough to give him a nice-sized extension? Probably not, but could he sign another 1 or 2 year deal with the Bucks? Absolutely. And if Jason Light believes in him and his personality that much and his leadership that much, you could very well see Robert Ayers returning to the Bucks after this upcoming season. I'd like to see it. I do think that he was a big factor in the turning point last year, so wouldn't mind that happening again. Wouldn't mind him staying healthy either for the long haul. All right, let's see what else we got. How about, I think some of these can wait till maybe Saturday. Tyrell's got, you know what? Remember Tyrell a couple podcasts ago, heartfelt message. Talked about how him as a black man, has a white wife, dealing with racism in Tennessee, broke down a little bit. Man, listen, this is what the movement has been all about. So many of you, and I can't thank you enough, and this is why, you know, over the next month, month and a half, 2 months, I'm really taking some time, and I've already started discussing it with a few people, a charity that we can bring on board, because if you're going to show as much compassion to one other stick carrier as all of you have shown towards Tyrell over the last week and a half, 2 weeks, I can only imagine the charity that's going to benefit from the generosity from each of the stick carriers that listen to this podcast and will be taking part in our events. I really think that we can raise some money. I really think we can raise some awareness. And I really think as a fraternity, as a group, we can do some good. And so we're going to take our time. I want to find the right charity with the right people that we can hook up with and do some really good things for. Without further ado, here is Tyrell. Hey, Tyrell.
Hey, what's up, Justin? It's Tyrell in Tennessee. I'm checking in once again. Mr. Tiny Man 6 on Twitter. Holler at your boy. I got a lot of love for my last Bucks take. I just want to let everybody know I really do appreciate everyone's kind words. I'm not good with names. Got Javier. He shot me out on the podcast. Christian shot me out. My guy in California, I just got in touch with him. My guy in Michigan. Hey, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, man. I got a stick carrier down south. He wanted a powder-coated bat with the stick carrier motto on it. Man, I got Lou, brother. Yes, brother. I always wanted to do that, Lou. Then we got Justin. We got Will in the Midwest. Talked to him earlier. Man, I got so much love for all you guys. I just want to let everyone know, each and every one of y'all, this is on the podcast, but this is, I'm speaking to each of y'all individually. Thank you. Much love. It's much appreciated. I've been keeping my head up. I never been down. It's just that podcast was so touching. Just to know that a group of strangers could just reach out and pitch in to make another stranger's dream come true. As much bullshit you see on the news, on TV daily, just to know that there is people living for the greater good. Like I told Justin on Facebook, I may go over a little bit. Got a lot to get off my chest. I don't send one in, you know, every time that it come out, but I'm listening. I've heard everyone. I want to say this is my first time doing this, but I did read the article. Fuck Tom Jones. Fuck Scott Reynolds. And fuck that dick face clown that said we're uneducated. All three of you motherfuckers could go suck Magic Johnson dick and catch what you get after that. Why y'all fucking picking on I Got Irv? Like the guys from Joe Buck Fan say on his podcast, he's a senior citizen. Come pick on some of these young stick carriers and get your ass beat. But I ain't gonna keep everybody too much longer. I'm so ready for Hard Knocks to start up. I'm telling y'all, man, Dirt Cutter Uncensored. Stay tuned. Dirt Cutter Uncensored. And we're gonna get a new intro from this Hard Knocks shit. Mark my words on this shit, Justin. Or should I call you Jason? Hey, fellas, I'm coming to Tampa. I'm going to kick it with all you guys that's from Tampa and everybody that come from out of town to Tampa. I'm saving up money now. I'm coming to meet more of my family members. I'm considering each and every one of you my family member. Shit, I'm going to let this go, though, man, where I'm at now. Shit, I'm at 4 minutes in, almost 5 minutes in. Justin, I'm sorry if I took up too much of everyone's time, but I felt like it was time for me to speak on this shit. I will be sending in more Bucks takes. Hey, we're going to speak softly. We're going to carry that big motherfucking stick. And we're going to club TJ, SR, and that dick-faced clown across the head with these sticks. I'm at, oh yeah, Justin, you never did reveal who the lady was that, speaking the words of our Godfather. You said you were going to reveal it. I'm holding you to it. I ain't heard it. But shit, I'm out, fellas. Much love. Holla at your boy on Twitter, Mr. Tiny Man 6.
Tyrell, that's in due time. In due time. Some of you could probably put it all together, but in due time, Tyrell. And don't, I repeat, don't call me Jason.
What's my name?
Jason!
Jason!
Such a good party. It really was. Loose Take is coming up here in just a moment. We go to Sean, though, next. Hey, Sean.
Kamesh, what's going on? It's Sean in Carolina checking back in with another Bucks Take, man. Listen, I'm a big proponent of, you know, trying things out and giving my testimonial, man. And I gotta be honest, Mother's Day was yesterday. Planned on using my big motherfucking stick the night before, getting crazy on the Saturday.
Okay.
Had to get my B4 earlier in the week. Got it shipped in here to Carolina, man, and I took your advice, did one before I started drinking, one before bed, had a shit ton of shots and mixed drinks in between there, should have been fucked up, but listen man, it works, it really does work. I was able to do the full Mother's Day experience, give everything to my family that day, so real, real big proponent of B4, try it out, get it in your house, get it in your system, and let it work for you. Second thing, man, is the Facebook page is awesome. Awesome, awesome. Great interacting with all the big stick carriers. Way to coordinate. A little bit easier than Twitter because you don't need to follow, but everybody's right there. You know how that goes. Third thing, man, is listen, the pewter jerseys, all for it. All for it. I want one, but we got to make sure we get names in there that people can rally behind. Staples of our team, staples of the past, Sap, Brooks, you know, new faces, Alexander, David, Winston, Evans, people like that, man. So get those in there and they'll fly off the shelves. That's my time. Get in, get out, speak softly, and carry that big motherfucking stick, baby. Let's go.
It works.
At the Kid Suz on Twitter, man. Get at me.
It works. B4, and I'm working with the folks at B4. I'm gonna try and get a nice discount for y'all, hopefully for Memorial Day, just so you can try it out. Maybe some code you can use and get you some discounts. Get you some B4. It's drinkb4.com. They ship it anywhere in the country. So check them out there. And I'll work on getting you guys a discount too for Memorial Day coming up. So, all right. Cool. Good one, Sean. Appreciate it. Hey, listen, nice testimonial. It worked for him. It's worked for me. It'll work for you as well. So try it out. You know what? Let me get two more in. And then we'll wrap it up and let Lou with his bonus track. It's pretty spectacular. Rodney's up, though, with us. Hey, Rodney.
Kamesh, Rodney and Dallas. It's been a while since I sent my last Bucks take in, but hey, life happens. But I have been an active listener, and I just want to say that every last guest that you had on, and even the Bucks takes with all the rest of our fellow stick carriers have been coming on, have been straight fire. What I want to get into is to the total additions from free agency and the draft on the offensive side of the ball. Everybody talking about us having two tight ends and we can go double tight set, you know, who you going to cover. But think about it. With the depth we got now, we can go 5 wide. You mean to tell me that that Cutler is not thinking about putting 5 receivers out there and just say, hey, Jameis, pick your shots and let him go? I can see it on game day. Cutler over there looking at the other head coach and say, yeah, I'm a badass coach with a badass team. Yeah, you know we passing it. Fuck you. Stop us. I mean, who we can put the 2 tight out there. We can put Godwin in there with Humphreys in the slot. I mean, we have so many different combinations. We can even put Nichols, the running back we got out there, as the H-back. It's mind-blowing how good this offense can be. But give me your opinion about that. And Rodney is out. Nailed it.
Yeah, I we're focused mainly on the defense for this one, but you could very well look at the Bucs as a complete roster and say, wow, this is a team that had a desperate need, in my opinion, at wide receiver to really build depth. And they not only got one in free agency in DeSean Jackson, but they also got one in the draft in Chris Godwin. To pair with Adam Humphreys and Mike Evans, I mean, now you're building enough depth to where you're not going to ever have to hear the name Dante Dye again or somebody like that, to where you're throwing out guys to play with Jameis Winston, who honestly shouldn't be out there with him. You know, I thought that was a detriment to him in his first couple of years. And you know what? He handled it with class. He handled it with maturity, with leadership. And now you're actually putting legit weapons around him, anxious to see how Jameis Winston responds to that. Jamie's in Houston. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, Justin. It's Jamie from Houston. Coming at you again with another Bucks tape. Thank you for playing my last one when I was super fucked up on Cinco de Mayo. This one's going to be a lot better. Okay, so I want to talk to you about Hard Knocks. Two stars I think are going to, you know, come to the front and become TV personalities, if you will. Vernon Hargraves. Nobody's brought his name up. Remember when he was mic'd up for that Seattle game? He was doing nothing but giggling and joking around and making plays and whatnot. I think he's going to be a real real star on that show. And the next one is obviously the main one, Jameis Winston. I was watching All or Nothing with the Cardinals, and they just showed a little mediocre speech that Patrick Peterson gave, and you know, it kind of made the crowd like, oh my God, he's such a leader. Just wait till Jameis gets in there, man. He gives these speeches every day, maybe 2 or 3 times a day to the entire team, not just the D-backs, you know, what Patrick Peterson did, or just not the offense. He gives it the entire team. Man, I think America's going to fall in love with him, and he's going to be what Joe Bucks fan calls America's quarterback, Jameis Winston, man. I can't wait for everybody to finally see what we all see and this special dude, man. Thanks, Justin. Love you, Stick Carriers, man. You know, you see me, I'm active on that Facebook page. I see everybody's pretty cool on there. I forget whose idea it was, but for everybody to wear those vests, and I suggested to wear them to the Jets game because it's an easy win. We can just mock them, you know what I mean? Fuck it, it's the fucking Jets. Put Ryan Griffin there, we'll win. All right, bro, take it easy.
All right,
speak softly, carry a big motherfucking stick.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and say we need it for that night game against the Falcons, and it's at night and it's in December, just in case that Jets game is still a little warm at 1 o'clock. That's gonna do it for this podcast. Hope everyone enjoyed it. I think the Bucks defense is in a fine position. I think it helps to have that same defensive scheme coming back a second year. I think you're going to see a lot more 3-4, especially in passing situations. They're going to get after the quarterback. You're going to see Levante David blitzing. You're going to see Noah Spence standing up on the outside. I just really think that there are a lot of creative ways that they can use the players they have on that side of the ball in efforts to get to the opposing quarterbacks. And if they can do that, look out, because I think their defense could be really, really good. And maybe they feel like, hey, we don't have the defensive ends for a 4-3 alignment to get after a quarterback. Well, that's fine. We've got guys who can stand up on the outside, and we've got versatility within our interior defensive line that will allow us to run a 3-4 defense. So I'm anxious to see how this defense continues to come together. While they might not have the elite individual talent that maybe some other defenses have. They do have good depth, and I think they have knowledge. Knowledge that they got better at the tail end of last year, knowledge that their communication got better at the tail end of last year, and now they're going to have an entire offseason of taking that knowledge, putting it to use, and installing even more defensive schemes to really get after not only teams in the NFC South, but teams all across the NFL. Can't win a Super Bowl unless you have a defense, and I think the Buccaneers might have a little bit of a defense on their hand for this upcoming season. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Podcast Addict, and Podbean. Invite you to rate each individual podcast. We always want you to do that. As many ratings as we can, you know, 5 stars, obviously. And that just helps spread the word about the Bucks Uncensored podcast, which, by the way, numbers as high as they've ever been. There's nothing going on. But you know what? I love talking about the Bucks. I love hearing you talk about the Bucks. We all love hearing each other talk about the Bucks. And the more we talk about the Bucks on this podcast 3 times a week, the quicker the season's going to get here. Folks, we're halfway through May. We can do this. Halfway through May. In 2 months, we'll be like a week away from our training camp takeover. Cannot wait. Super, super pumped about it. All right, so again, follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's at Commish Online. On Snapchat, it's jpulowski324. And as always, I will leave you with the words of the Godfather himself, our head coach, Dirk Cutter, but in a much, much sexier voice.
Speak softly, but carry a big motherfucking stick.
Damn. Nailed it. And now time for Lou. Ooh, boy.
Fuck! Yes! This is Lou from Port Richey, baby, and I'm excited for the fucking season! Woo!
Yes, sir, Justin. Yes, sir. Brother, this fucking season is going to be fucking amazing! Amazing! Dude, we got fucking O.J. fucking Howard, man. O.J. fucking Howard. Dude, I can't fucking believe we got that guy, man. I still can't fucking believe it, man. Dude, that guy's, like he said, it was a fucking top 5 draft pick, dude. And we got him at 19. Dude, that dude's gonna make linebackers look like fucking fools! And we're going to fucking enjoy every minute of it, man. I mean, that lineup, man. Who are you going to fucking cover, man? You got fucking Djax on the other side. Evans. Fucking Godwin. Hump. OJ and fucking Bray. And then, you know, whoever's going to run it. McNichols. Quezzy. Barber. Doesn't matter, bro, because the defense is going to be too busy with the fucking passing game. It's going to open up the running lane all fucking day long, man. Weapons for fucking Winston! Woo! And our defense, brother, Mike Smitty coming back, baby. That was, like you said, man, the best acquisition, man, of the whole offseason, man. The offseason's been so fucking good, brother. Dude, we got that monster Stevie T that's going to come in the rotation, man. We got Baker, Clinton. Dude, and we got fucking GMC, man. I mean, he can only get fucking better, man. I mean, dude, they're going to fucking bring so much attention to the other cats, man. Hopefully he takes advantage, brother. I can only hope, man. I think Spencer's going to have a fucking breakout year, man. Ayers, man, if he stays healthy, man, it's going to be awesome, dude. Then we got the fucking linebackers, man. Dude, if that guy Beckwith comes healthy, bro, I don't know, man. He's like a little damaged, bro. He might need some time, bro. He might not come in until midseason, bro. But, dude, either way, man, we got Quan and fucking Levante there, bro. That's going to be awesome. And, dude, of course, we got our Brent and fucking Hargraves. We got fucking, dude, the safeties are going to be nice, dude. That dude, Justin Evans, looks really good, dude. My only fear with that cat, man, is he's going to bring too much wood and, you know, fucking give us penalties and shit, man. Hopefully they teach him, you know, to hit right, dude. You know what I'm saying? The new cat Quill Cox is going to be real good. I think it's going to be, you know, excellent, dude. And Hard Knocks is coming. Hard Knocks, dude, it's going to be so excited to watch fucking Hard Knocks, bro. So excited, man. Fuck, man. You get all this fucking excitement, man, and then you got this motherfucker from the local newscast, man. I mean, the local paper, man. The only fucking paper in town, and the son of a bitch is writing negative articles about Jameis and fucking now fucking Quan, man. You fucking dumbass, man. You could fucking alienate the fucking players, man. It's gonna be hard for you and Shroud to get fucking stories, you dumbass. I mean, and you're alienating the fan base by doing this shit, man. Stop writing bad articles, man. I mean, come on, brother. And then that poor son of a bitch from the local cable company network is going to call us uneducated? Listen, bro, some of us might be uneducated, but you know what? I'll take those motherfuckers any fucking day of the week over you bastards, because we're brothers, we're stick carriers, and we stick together, you motherfuckers. That's right. Dude, do yourselves a fucking favor. Start writing some good articles. There's time to turn this shit around, brother. Dude, do articles, man. And come and fucking apologize. Not to us. Apologize to the fucking Bucks organization and to those players, you dumbasses. Fuck, man. And you want to write some positive articles? Dude, there's so much positivity around. There's so much to fucking write about, brother. Dude, you could write about this fucking movement right here, the fucking podcast, man. Bringing the brothers together. Shit. But you want to continue to fucking do a clickbait and write fucking bad articles? Fuck you, you bastard. And we'll fucking start a hashtag FTJ. TJ, you bastard, for these jewels. I'm not even going to name you like Johnny B, brother, did. Brother Johnny B knew exactly what to do not to name you. But you know who you are. You know who we're fucking talking about. And you know what to suck. These motherfucker. Anyway, I'm making this way too long. Before, Bricados. Headlines Barbershop, sports legends, Joe Bucks fan, and the whole family, Rock and Ira, man. Speak softly. And carry the big motherfucking stick!
193.
Bucks Uncensored.